My name is Karamajit Rajumba. My birth date is June 28th, 1978. I live on the north side at the Heinz Loft. It's a former factory. That's where the Heinz ketchup was made for many, many years. In the early 2000s, it was converted. It was restored historically, and it was turned into what they call lofts. Essentially, what lofts are apartments. So they have 1, 2, 3-bedroom places, and people go there and live there. I'm one of the residents. I've lived there since 2006. One of the things I like about the Heinz Loft is that, first of all, it's an historic building. It's a brick building campus. And there's a lot of history to it, because a lot of the history of the Heinz company and its relation to Pittsburgh is mostly gone right now, right? They don't make a lot of ketchup in Pittsburgh anymore. But the infrastructure, the buildings are left there, and they can reuse them. They reuse them for housing. One of the things I love about living there is its close proximity to downtown, to the city. So I walk into the city, into downtown. On weekends, I can walk along the river trail, which is right in front of the Heinz Loft, and come to the baseball stadiums. I can walk and come to Allegheny Commons Park. I can walk to this very location, Children's Museum, for example, when I come with friends. We always just meet over here. I take a walk and I meet them over here, and we have a good day and enjoy the space. I like that it's a walkable neighborhood. It's a place that has the amenities of city life. There's greenery, there's water, all these incredible buildings and walkways and roads and people. So it's a really fun place to live, and I enjoy it. The Garden Theater building is still there. It's being considered for redevelopment, which means somebody is thinking about how to use it again. So it's still an existing building there. It's an existing, what we call facade, exterior of a building. And we're hoping that whoever develops it, that they will retain the size of the building on the street so that people can still remember the historic Garden Theater. Randyland is a very creative place. That's a very interesting use of a space, right? So you see all the creative vision that somebody had, and they sat down and thought about, how can I express myself? And you see that very well in the different colors, in the different plantings, paintings, and it's all very, very exciting stuff. The neat thing about communities like the North Side is how to reuse the existing spaces, the buildings. So now they have come up with an idea of creating a school. And I'm kind of, you know, jealous for you guys. You guys are going to have a great time going into a new community, into a new school. It's a time of excitement, because you'll have new opportunities to discover that you haven't maybe had before, to see new things in new lights. You will see the former library building and how it's been adapted. And you will essentially have a whole new perspective of looking at the North Side and that building. The neat thing about old buildings being recycled is that they create new life. So if you imagine that an old building has existed as one building, and then there was something that was done in that building for a long time, and then for whatever reason they stopped doing that, and now they go and start doing something else, the neat thing about recycling that building is that it now has a new use. And that use can be as a housing space, it can be as an office space, it can be as a school. So old buildings being reused is a great way of maintaining the buildings that you have in your society and in your community, and seeing what new can come from existing places.